Hi. What's up, people? It's Brian Ozone here, and you are in for another Masters of the Galaxy podcast. I am solo tonight. I am by myself. My boy, The Miz, is working late. Aaron is working late. And our special guest never got back to us, so he must be working late as well. I must be the only lucky person that got out of work on time today. Anyway, so a couple of things happened during the week. I got in the mail the new Teela and Beastman Mega Constructs, those little figures. I got them in. They're pretty cool. I like them a lot. I like that line. I think that line is going to be very successful if they keep it going, especially if they get into vehicles, playsets. I can see that line going very far, and I hope they do. It'll be really successful for Mattel, because they also make other lines. I think they got Star Trek and a few others. I don't really pay attention to the other ones, though. But it could be very successful. Plus, you know, it's Legos, basically, so you can build your own stuff as well. You know, so it's kind of cool. Hey, Joe, what's going on, brother? Glad you're here. Yes, you are in the building. Smoking Joe is in the building. Well, we had New Year's this past week, and hope everybody had a good New Year's. I know mine was pretty good. You know, as you get older, it gets, you know, just another night hanging out. But it was fun. Had fun with the family. We stayed up, watched movies and stuff. I got a lot of Masters of the Universe stuff coming in. I can't wait for it to show up. Trying to think exactly what it is. I got so much stuff that it's my room is. I started cleaning my He-Man room. I don't know, a couple of weeks ago, and I was able to get through the front door. Now I can't even get to the door. That's how much new stuff I got. I did order two new shelves from Amazon, so they are coming. What I'm going to do is I'm taking my futon out of the room, out of the He-Man room, and I'm going to put the two new shelves in and open it up, and it's going to be huge. It's going to make the room a lot bigger than it is now. So there'll be a lot more space for, you know, to show the merchandise off better, and you know, just, you know, people can see everything better and showcase everything off, and it'll be a lot less clutter. What I'll probably do, I'm not sure if I'll have the room. What I did on one side was I have two of those glass display cases from IKEA, and then I have your He-Man collection is like my DVD collection. I had to put I got those two Delog from IKEA. I got those two shelves. Hey, Byron, what's up? I got those two Delog glass cases, and then I have like a long glass table case type thing in between it. So what I'm going to do is something like that similar on the opposite wall. The only thing is that I have like figures and stuff already pinned on the wall that I'm probably just going to put the shelves up against it. So they might just be a little hidden, but it is what it is. It's not a big deal. It's the 2000X figures. I mean, You know, it's nothing special. So that's basically my plans. I got to finish my studio first. I got to get all my equipment out of my studio, out of the basement first, into my music studio in the garage. So then I can get the futon out of the He-Man room and get the shelves in there and get that decluttered and fixed up. And then I can finally take pictures, photographs, video, and show everybody my He-Man collection. I've never ever showed anybody my entire collection, so I will be doing that soon. Just waiting to get it all decluttered, and once I do, it will, hopefully people will be impressed, because I know I am. I put a lot of time, money, and effort into getting a lot of that stuff. What's up there, Renee? Thanks for tuning in. So, you know, I'm trying to think. yeah, so, you know, I collect everything. There's nothing Masters that I don't collect. I collect it all. I'm a big merchandise type of guy. I have a lot of merchandise. How long have you been collecting, Brian? I've been collecting probably now for over 20 years. Hardcore collecting for 20 years of just He-Man. But also in my room, I have the new Thundercats lines, the Thundercat line that came out a couple years ago. I have that complete collection. I have the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle classics that came out a couple years ago. I have some of the Transformer Takara, the Japanese Transformers, the awesome ones that are awesome. I mean, they're really expensive, but they're worth the money. I got a lot of those. I got a lot of the Nickelodeon Ninja Turtles that I'm probably going to end up selling off soon, because I just stopped collecting them. There's just way too many of them that came out. I think I got the first couple of sets, series, and I gave up on it. It was too much. My son lost interest, so I just didn't bother with them anymore. So I'm going to probably sell those off or trade them or see whatever I can do with it. Make more room for He-Man. And then I do have, like I said, I do have a mannequin with the outfit from one of the Eternian guys from the 87 movie that I have in my room. Which is pretty cool, because I've never seen anybody else at one of those. That's pretty cool. And I'm a huge Kiss fan, so I painted his face as Ace Frehley. And I gave him a black... he comes with a helmet, but my basement ceiling isn't huge enough for the helmet to fit on. So he's just got the... I gave him the... just a wig. And the helmet's on the side. So, that's pretty much what I got coming up. Just a lot of remodeling in the He-Man room. I basically got to start moving things around, piecing things, you know, try to make everything fit. The thing is when Sandy hit, a lot of stuff got ruined. Boxes and stuff, because it was on the floor. So I want to try to figure a way of trying to get some of that stuff off the floor. Like my Eternia box is on the floor, stuff like that. I have Snake Mountain in the box, the original Snake Mountain, the original Grayskull, Starship Eternia. Geez, I have so many things in the box that it's on the floor that if, God forbid, water came in, you know, or a pipe broke or something, I'd be fucking screwed. I'd be out of so much money. Ah, come on, Peter Criss, he's a good drummer, man. I'm a drummer myself. I like Peter Criss. I don't give him shit. He's a good guy. Just because he dresses up as a cat, come on. But Ace is my, besides Kurt Cobain, Ace is my favorite guitarist. But, yeah, actually, I just got in 2 days ago. I got in the She-Ra Lite Bright, which is I'm really excited about because I have the He-Man Lite Bright, so now I got both of them. yeah, I gotcha. It is an old Family Guy reference, I know. What else did I get in the other day that I ran downstairs with? I forgot. I got a mint loose King Hiss, perfect like mint out of the box. All the weapons, everything. It was pretty cool. He was really good condition. I was really happy with that. Michelle Berman, what is up? I haven't seen you in years. What's going on? So in a couple of weeks, hopefully that He-Man room will be done and everybody else can, you know. What's up, Lewis? We can show it off. I can have you guys come down there and I can have the show in there. I already started looking for recliners so I can relax and do the show in there with it and show everything off. So it should be fun. Other than that, I mean, you know, we do have people in line that want to, we do have guests that are lined up to be on the show. The person who was supposed to be on today, I don't know what happened. Hopefully he comes on next week. If not, hopefully we'll get somebody else. Because it's actually a blessing in disguise because the Miz, my partner John, he had to work late tonight, so he wasn't able to be on the show. So I'd like for him to be on the show as well to be on with while we have a guest on, so you know we can have a nice little conversation. Hello, Cassandra. Thank you for the pops again. They were very good. I actually called Toys R Us today, and I was there yesterday looking for the Moss Man for us. I have to call back tomorrow. Hopefully they got him. They're getting another truck tomorrow, so we shall see. Is the Super Cena? No, Super Cena is not the guest. The Super Ween is the guest. I am not a Cena fan. My son is. But I am winning 3 blue Merman figures right now, so me, John, and somebody else will have to split the split it up, and we'll have the hard to get one. Wait, what was that? Hey, wait. What do you need, Cassandra? The blue merman? I don't know which one you need. Well, the Moss Man. But anyway, I'm going to get as many Moss Man as I can. If they have them. So I can give them, you know, give them to people who need them. Yeah, that sucks, Lewis, that there's no stores to sell pops. That's terrible. You might be able to get a good deal on Amazon. I actually got a good deal for Evil Lyn. I think I bought it for $8. the less harder they are to find, the cheaper you can get them for. The Mossman and Blue Merman. All right. So you're the third Blue Merman guy. All right. So all three Blue Merman had spoken for. And if I get Aaron, what's up, my brother? If I get any Mossman, Cassandra, you will be the first to know. People working at Toys R Us are complete schmucks. I went there yesterday. It took an hour to find out that they had nothing. Called today. I was on hold for a half an hour. Nothing. So they told me to call back tomorrow. They're supposed to be getting another truck. We'll see what happens. If they get them, they said to hold on to them for me. I went to two Toys R Us yesterday. This other Toys R Us says they took my name and number. They'll call me when they get any stock in. So, hey Jeff, what's up? We'll see what happens. You know, I used to have good connections back in the day with the 2000X and actually with the Masters versus the DC guys, the two packs. But times have changed, so a lot of those people moved on, and you got new guys, and they're strict with the rules. They're not technically allowed to hold on to any merchandise for anybody. They have to pack it out. And I actually asked the guy, I said, listen, I'll grease you. And the guy was like, what? You can't do that. What are you talking about? I looked around to see if anybody even heard me say it to him. So that was out of the question. The guy made me laugh. All right, Cassandra, I'll see you in a little bit, if anything. Hopefully I can get, I'm going to get as many pops as I can and, you know, help out as many people as I could. Whatever I pay for is what I'm going to ask for, nothing more. I'm not looking to make money on them. If I would, I'd put them on eBay and sell them, but I'm not like that, so I'm here to help others, as you know, like how others help me. So other than that, I don't know if there's any much of the He-Man news besides the, I'm really interested into seeing more on the, She-Ra stuff on Netflix coming up. I saw one picture and it looked pretty nice. I liked it, but, I haven't seen anything else since that one picture, and that was a few weeks ago. So maybe they keep it under wraps until it actually comes out. If anybody has a date, if they know when that's supposed to be coming out for sure, please throw it on the Masters of the Galaxy Facebook page, because I don't know. It's something I'd like to know, because I don't want to miss something like that. And I don't know. Are they going to release the whole series, season, or are they going to do episode by episode? I don't know how they're going to handle that. It'd be cool if they did the whole season, because then you can binge watch it. You know, I like doing stuff like that. And you can always go back and rewatch it from the beginning. You think it'll be right at the same time as Voltron? That'd be cool. When would that be? Do I ever wish there was a He-Man sequel? Sequel to what? The movie? There was supposed to be Masters of the Universe Part 2, which I'm super glad they didn't make, because it was going to be the most stupidest piece of shit movie ever. Skeletor was gonna be like an evil Donald Trump, huge evil businessman type guy, and He-Man was supposed to come and take over, and actually Cyborg took over all the Oh, okay, all the series at once. Okay, cool. So she will be all at once. All right, great. Thank you. Thanks for saying that, Jeff. So, yeah, so back to your question, Joe. They were going to make a part two to the 87 movie. And what was going to happen was Skeletor was going to become like an evil Donald Trump businessman, entrepreneur, chairman of the board type guy, take his body over. But it got nixed, and then that got transformed into what we know as Cyborg. They actually used a lot of the same, sets, a lot of the same outfits, and even early when it first came on TV, it was actually called Masters of the Universe 2, Part 2, Cyborg. So that's what happened back in the day. So thank God that wasn't made, because it was going to be a complete total shit show. So I'm really happy that didn't happen, unfortunately. It's the first time that I had ever said I didn't want something of He-Man made. Yeah, with the Cyborg with Van Damme, yeah. So, yeah, it would have been pretty bad. It would have been really bad, actually. So what else can I talk about? It's kind of hard doing a show by yourself, man. It's weird. You guys got any questions you want to ask? You can help me out here. Wasn't planning on doing a show myself, but apparently I am. As far as B-grade action movies go, Cyborg was pretty cool. Yeah, it was all right. I mean, it wasn't the best of the worst or the worst of the best, but you know, it was what it was. It was cool. It was Van Damme, but it definitely wasn't a Masters of the Universe movie. Thank God. Because if it was, it would have been horrible. It would have definitely destroyed whatever remnants that kept it alive. It would have killed it. You know, I'm hoping that maybe hopefully that they, we get those, the Super 7 figures soon. I don't know what's going on with those. It's been a while. What do you think using the character of Gwildor in 87 movie over Orko? I actually really enjoy the figure, the character of Gwildor. I never liked Orko. I thought he was annoying. I think that they underused his magical, his magician. They underused him as a magician. He was an annoying character. If they would have used him as a magic user, like in Dungeons and Dragons, I think he would have been a better, well, character. But Gwildor, I think, was better. And if you have the 87 movie, you could probably buy it for like $5, the Blu-ray on Amazon, or probably even cheaper on that. You gotta watch the director's cut, and it explains a lot about the character. The Netflix show short of making fun of He-Man near the end of it. I would never make fun of He-Man at all. I think that's bullshit. I don't see why that would even become part of anything. Why would you make fun of He-Man on any show? If you're a He-Man fan, why would you make fun of He-Man? He-Man is the most powerful man in the universe. The guy can kick anybody's ass. I mean, it to me that don't make sense. I don't know. That's just me. But then again, that's another reason why I left that podcast. So, that's for another day. Yeah, I don't understand why you'd want to make fun of He-Man. And I mean, hopefully He-Man's on the She-Ra cartoon, and he appears a lot. Sort of like what the old She-Ra cartoon was, basically He-Man season 2, 3, or whatever. So, all right, well, Joe, you got the regular DVD, so check out the... See if it's got the director's cut. And it tells you a lot about the Gwildor character. There was a lot of money constraints, too, about not being able to do Orko, Ed Kridger, turning it to Battle Cat. So that's one of the reasons why they had to come up with the character Gwildor for the movie. So there's a lot of things that... came into play. But, boys and girls, I'm going to have to call it quits early because I'm out of stuff to talk about right now. And I appreciate, they didn't like that the Netflix toys, they made us start poking fun at the Masters property. So yeah, that's cool that you think the same. Yeah, it doesn't make sense. Why are you making fun of He-Man? It doesn't make sense. It's just stupid. It really is stupid. Even though I did like the episode that they did, the third episode of that was about He-Man. I liked it. It was pretty cool. It was fun. I liked that show. But, you know, everybody has their own opinion, and you have to respect that. So... But like I said, guys, listen, I'm going to cut it short tonight because I'm out of things to say. I didn't really write a script or anything of what I was going to talk about. I was just going to freelance this. So if you guys got any questions or anything you want me to talk about, please feel free to write it up on Masters of Galaxy. Tell your friends and family. Come join in. Let's get things going. We want to... I'll see you later, Jeff. And we'll... I'll see you next week, same time, same bat station. Until next time, guys, rock on. See you later.